Several hundred people attended the Citizens Association Forum on the Future of KCI Airport at the downtown library. Councilman Scott Wagner may have spoken what was on the minds of most of them.
There are some issues and problems with the airport maintenance that at some point have to be addressed. But if you were to say, I have to have a single terminal today, I think you're hard-pressed to answer why.
His colleague Dick Davis stressed that the council is in no hurry and the public will have their say on whether to build a new terminal.
If we spend $1 billion, you don't do that without a public vote.
There's no hurry was also the word from the Citizens Association on revising Kansas City's charter. Former Councilman Dan Coffrin delivered the message to the Charter Review Commission.
Do it right and do it well, and take the time to do it right and do it well.
Representatives of Hispanic and African American groups were less patient, urging the commission to make the council bigger, the district smaller, and do away with at-large seats. The Kansas State Board of Education set up a confrontation with the conservative legislature by asking for a $600 million school funding increase. Chair Jana Shaver urged big dreams.
You don't accomplish great things unless you dream big.
Board member Ken Willard was talking wake up and smell the coffee.
A well-intended motion has no chance of passage.
More opponents of Common Core educational standards appeared before the board. Parent Megan King said the costs of the standardized online tests will be too high.
Keeping our assessments local will allow local school boards to put that money back into the classroom rather than and upgrading technologies.
The Department of Education says technology for the online testing already exists in most Kansas schools. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signed a bill that makes it easier for the state to take over unaccredited school districts like the one in Kansas City. He also signed a bill pumping more money into the bankrupt Second Injury Fund. He allowed one prohibiting chemical abortions by telemedicine to go into effect without his signature. After being off the federal matching funds list since 2011, Kansas was declared eligible again by the National Endowment for the Arts. Peter Hasso of the State Creative Arts Industries Commission was elated.
It allows us to be partners with the NEA again. It allows us to be partners with Mid-America Arts Alliance. It allows for, you know, a lot more activities and benefits to help support arts and economic development.
Kansas could be eligible for up to $560,000 in matching funds this fiscal year. The Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese settled a suit by the parents of a boy who killed himself after alleged sex abuse by his parish priest, but the diocese's insurance company says it has no obligation to cover the $2.25 million settlement or a half a dozen previous priest abuse settlements. And clean energy groups howled when KCP&L announced that its solar energy rebates have to stop because they're too expensive. Jeff Risley of clean energy company Britergy said it wasn't fair for the utility to lump the expense all into one year.
These costs should be amortized over at least 10 years.
KCP&L said it has spent its allotted funds and will ask regulators to allow the rebates to end. This is KCUR.